This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, mainstream news is announcing what we first broke 5 years ago and have been hammering since: China's communist social score to go global. In fact, it's already being used in the last 2 years in Venezuela to track everyone's political activities. If they don't behave, they can't buy or sell. That's right. They are artificially controlling the food and water to control the population. The old Ceausescu trick, the old divide and conquer siege trick. We're going right back to your phone calls. And then coming up, I mentioned it, I didn't get to it. I want to go to the Tom DeLay exposing the secret Democrat memo to promote pedophilia. We're going to do that. We're also going to get into a host of other issues. We're continuing with your phone calls. Paul Watson was exhausted. He called a few hours ago and said, "Can I come on the show tomorrow?" Because he had jet lag coming over here and then was at CPAC. He'll be here for a few days in studio the next day. And I said, "Fine, Paul." So he'll be here in a few hours. He'll be on the war room and some other stuff coming up today. But he'll be in studio with us tomorrow. But let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that would be Stu and then John. Stu in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I have a play on Venezuela and then also a product idea.
Yes, sir.
Regarding Venezuela, I'm getting a little bit of echo here of yourself.
I'm sorry. We can try to work on that. We're not, I believe, sending any audio back.
Sorry.
Would you like to call back?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
In Venezuela there, I'm sure you remember that, since you have a memory, that Chavez beforehand was attacked with pancreatic cancer.
I mean, I think people say that when anybody famous, I appreciate your call. I just can't handle it anymore. I appreciate it, but the audio is back and forth, like you said, and I don't think you can hear me. I don't know what I can say to somebody that can't hear me. And I agree, we may have one of the worst phone systems the planet's ever seen. I mean, I don't know. I worked at three other radio stations before I had phone systems. And it may just be the nature of phones today. But the calls don't sound good a lot of the time, and half of them can't understand. And when I call in, I can't hear either. I can't hear anything. Okay, I understand. So we'll see what we can do here. We're gonna try to stay on the air, okay? We're gonna work on that as best we can. Now, I wanted to hear your point. But the audio doesn't work, so that interview's over. Hugo Chavez was a globalist. He had all sorts of IMF World Bank deals to sell their people out and sell their resources out. So he made all these massive amounts of money offshore, just like people like Manuel Noriega did in Panama. And who knows? They've got ways to give people cancer, sure. Viral and also microwaves and with different radioactive isotopes. So that could have been the case. That could have been the case, but I just don't know. You know, I ought to start a radio show where we just take landline calls. Remember how good landlines were? Where you could hear everything everybody was saying. You could hear a pin drop. Remember those? So I always ask the questions to rip off the old Joe Rogan piece they did like 20 years ago. In the future, we were all forced to be flying around in jetpacks, you know, silver spacesuits. But by the year 2000, your cell phone craps out behind a bush. So I think that's really what it comes down to. We're going to see if it's our phone system or if it's you. When we come back, we're going to try again as hard as we can. And we're going to go to callers like John and Marlene and Chris and Ken and Robert and Dennis and Steve and Mike and Jim and others. From Rhode Island to Wyoming, from New Jersey to Indiana, from Colorado to Kansas, from Virginia to Illinois, It's your phone call straight ahead in 60 seconds when we come back on the other side of this call. But whatever you do, don't spread newswars.com. Just roll over to Soros and mainstream media and just don't take action.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Is Trump's national emergency constitutional? Do you support it? Should we back neocon regime change in Venezuela? Getting rid of something really bad, but neocons have a history of putting something worse in. What about the situation with North Korea? What about India and Pakistan and the threat of nuclear war there? These are the big geopolitical issues. It's really a referendum, I've noticed, with callers about whether they support the president or not. And then, at the bottom of the hour, I got reminded by one of the producers of this 4 years ago, Tom DeLay, Justice Department, wants to legalize 12 provisions, is what Tom DeLay blew the whistle on, former majority leader. Turns out he was right all these years later about the Democrats wanting to legitimize things like pedophilia. So with the video, that's coming up. Bottom of the hour. A quick announcement, because I never plug new affiliates, and these came in the last week or two. KZNU, 1450 AM, and KAZZ, 1400 AM, in Utah and Nevada. They cover a whole bunch of towns like St. George, Enoch, Mesquite, and Cedar City. 1450 AM and 1400 AM, KZNU, 1450 AM and KAZZ, 1400 AM. And then another great affiliate, WLVA, 580 AM in Virginia. Big station, Lynchburg. Always pronounce this wrong. Rustburg, Amherst, Bedford. Proudly broadcasting the Alex Jones Show weekdays. WLVA, 580 AM. And again, even if you don't have family in Virginia, maybe you're in New Jersey, maybe you are in West Virginia, maybe you're in Florida, maybe you're in Texas. If you've got family in Lynchburg, Rustburg, Amherst, or Bedford, call them. That's how word of mouth gets out. Hear the most banned, demonized broadcast in the world on these stations and many, many others. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls. I want to go to who's been holding the longest now here. Let's go ahead and take a call from Chris in Indiana. Chris, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the constitutionality of the wall and everything, but first I really got to tell you, I saw Brian Stelter's show yesterday and Oliver Darcy was on there. They were both trashing CPAC and saying it was nothing but people selling books, Trump stakes, and believe it or not, Stelter said that Dan Bongino is there selling survival gear, and Stelter said that it's nothing but junk that people don't need. And I think that just proves that he wants us all Patriots dead and saying, you know, survival.
I mean, Brian Stelter, their sponsors are Ritalin and Prozac and all sorts of prescription drugs that kill you. So I didn't follow that. But, yeah, Brian Stelter is a monstrous creature.
Yeah, he's pretty much saying we don't need guns, water filters, hand crank radios, flashlights, jumper cables. We don't need none of that.
What he's saying is they don't want conservatives and nationalists creating our own economy and getting people to fund us to build our own media system. The big cardinal sin, if you go back to the Clinton documents that came out in the Clinton library, not the foundation, that Judicial Watch sued and got about 5 years ago, right when they get elected in 1994, they say, our number one mission is stopping conservatives and Christians having their own economy. So we've got to ridicule any Christian that sells anything.
Exactly. Now, the constitutionality of the Trump, I want to tell President Trump, if you're listening right now, people are not going to have any. They're not going to be able to call you a dictator if you go straight to the Constitution. It says Article 2, Section 2. It says it right there. It states the President of the United States is both the Commander-in-Chief of both the Army and the Navy. What's the point of an Army and a Navy? To protect the national sovereignty of the country.
And it goes on to say he'll defend the borders and stop insurrections.
Yes, and so there is no argument whether this is constitutional or not.
Well, he knows he's going to lose in lower courts and then win in the Supreme Court. It's all cut and dry. I agree. So why is Rand Paul saying he's against this? Because Trump didn't do the commander-in-chief route. He used the 76 law where you could argue either way. My point is Trump got us out of the TPP that was a true power grab by multinationals. So how is he bad defending the border?
Exactly, and I think I agree with you totally that Rand Paul, he's just doing it because it's just for some, like you said, brownie points for the media, and for whatever reason he would even care to have brownie points from the media, I'll never know, because he's someone that stood up for the Constitution 100%. I mean, it really is a mystery to me, Alex.
Well, you know what happens, Brian Stelter goes into the bathroom. And go, you know, does his business, and then I guess Rand Paul like sneaks in, and like Brian says, "You're welcome. You can have it now." And Rand runs in. Exactly. Why would any of us want any of the support of the corporate media? I appreciate your call. And look, I don't dislike Rand Paul. It's just the president defending the border when the UN's funding giant groups trying to crush it. The Democrats say to get rid of the sovereignty. He better damn defend it. I appreciate your call. It's ridiculous. But Rand's been a big Trump supporter, so maybe he's just doing this because he knows Trump's going to veto it anyways, and this is how he gets brownie points and looks like he's, quote, balanced. You can't be balanced with a bunch of out-of-control globalists. All right, next caller holding the longest would be John in Wyoming, then Steve in Montana. John, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You've been calling for years. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm on a landline, of course. I don't trust cell phones.
You sound like $1 trillion.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I wanted to point out is President Trump doesn't need the emergency declaration because Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution reads, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence." But right there in Article 4, Section 4, not only does it guarantee us a republican form of government, but it protects each of those states against invasion. So that's all President Trump has to invoke. He doesn't need an emergency declaration or anything of the sort. Now, another thing. I have known Rand Paul since he was a child because I supported his father, Ron Paul, when he first ran for the Congress in 1972. And in 1972, he lost that race, but he came back 2 years later in 74 and won his first congressional race. And the problem with Rand is the same problem that Ron has. They're both good people, but the problem is they're too libertarian, and they are very weak on border immigration and border security. Both of them are very weak. And another thing that you mentioned a while ago that was right on the money, when you watch Fox News, no matter how conservative the talk show host is, whether it's Tucker Carlson or, let's say, Lou Dobbs or Sean Hannity.
The guests they put on.
No, not only the guests, but the crawler at the bottom of the screen is being typed out by New World Order leftists. Because the way that they word and the way, because look, I've worked in broadcasting going back to 1969. So I'm not new at this thing, but these idiots that they hire to type those news crawlers at the bottom of the screen are people who could easily work for CNN or MSNBC.
Oh, listen, I talked to the biggest talk show host on Fox. They say, Alex, stay there. I want to talk to you more, John. By the way, I had a plan like 5 years ago to do a show with John and a few of these other great callers. We never got around to it. We're about to launch. I always say this. It never happens. We're so busy. New talk shows. But I want to invite John on with his full name and his whole background, because I know who he is. Been involved with the Republicans a long time, as a guest later in the week. But stay there, John. I want to get more of your intel and then more calls straight ahead.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
There's a story up on newswars.com that we'll be covering coming up in the next segment and continuing with your phone calls. Newswars.com. Hillary Clinton receives a Unity Award for having election, quote, stolen from her. That's right. So that's the whole false reality going on. We'll have that video for you coming up next segment, along with several others. Back when the Republicans warned that they got a secret memo from the Justice Department about a plan to legalize 12 perversions, including pedophilia. So that's the next segment. But John in Wyoming has been calling for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. I don't know. He's a great guy. You know who he is. Did stuff with the Republican Party. Witnessed a lot of stuff back in the Reagan days. What would you call this point, Rip? Because I want to support Trump, and I know he's overall a good guy. And they want him out because he's trying to be president and trying to actually do things for the position pragmatically for the nation. But a lot of the things I see him not standing up against censorship, or letting the swamp come back in with this new attorney general and getting rid of Whitaker, it makes me really have a concern. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Alex, because I think the problem is, as long as he has Jared Kushner up there in the White House, he's going to continue to have this swamp resistance at every turn that he makes. He's got some people in there. Look at John Bolton. John Bolton has been a longtime CFR member. And, of course, you play that clip of Tom Brokaw. Not only is Tom Brokaw a decades-long member of the CFR, he's also on their board of directors. And when his good friend Joe Foss died, General Joe Foss, who was an outstanding gentleman, I met him at an NRA convention. He had been the president of the NRA for a few years. And so when Joe Foss died, Tom Brokaw deliberately, in giving his eulogy, deliberately omitted the fact that General Foss was an NRA member and former NRA president. And so we've got people throughout the White House now who are not friends of the president. They're doing everything they can to distract him. They're doing everything they can to subvert his administration. Because I've called there and left messages, for instance, on this Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. But I don't know who picks up the phone. You get at this number that I call, which I cannot reveal over the air. And I can give it to you off the air if you'd like. But this number that I call, you get a voicemail and you leave your message. And I have left some good messages for him, but apparently whoever's answering the phone isn't giving him those messages.
No, no, it's true. Trump began answering the switchboard about 2 years ago, and then they tried to stop it. He would randomly sit there and answer the phone. He wants to hear what people have to say. He knows they're trying to cut him off. Remember within the news, their main mission was to stop him getting InfoWars news and Drudge news and Daily Caller news and Breitbart news, those that actually brought him to where he is. I'm just glad he's still in there because I don't believe in lesser of two evils, but imagine, John, you're a smart guy. Give me your two-minute take on what would have happened if Hillary would have gotten in.
If Hillary would have gotten in, well, first of all, whenever they claimed that there was Russian hacking, she wanted to go to war with the Russians. She wanted World War III with the Russians. Now, what the Russians have, they came out with something in early 1995. It was called the Squall Torpedo. For their submarines, available with both a conventional and a nuclear warhead, and it has a top speed of 200 knots. That's 230 miles per hour. There is no submarine or surface ship that can outrun a torpedo like that. Plus, they're coming up with these hypervelocity missiles that are going to be extremely difficult to shoot down if they start.
And let's be clear, we've got them too, but they're classified. It doesn't matter. You don't win a war like this.
Right. But what Hillary would have done is gotten us into World War III with the Russians. And she was the one, by the way, after she butchered Ambassador Stevens and his three colleagues at Benghazi. And she butchered him. Why? Because he was complaining that her State Department was sending Stinger missiles, chemical weapons, and automatic weapons through Benghazi to the ISIS elements in Syria who were trying to bring down
Assad. All of that has now come out. I agree with you, though. I can't manage an office of 90 people, okay? And they're great folks, but I just can't do it. I don't know how you're supposed to manage. The president has, count the military, millions under him, but tens of thousands of active employees. Most of them are leftists. They admit they're sabotaging everything. So I'm not giving the president a free pass, but the fact that he sent Donald Jr. on to not just Fox, but a bunch of talk shows to say, hey, I know you're mad. I know you're being censored. We're going to do something soon. They're getting the feedback. People are really pissed about having their First Amendment walked all over. And so I think he should take action with antitrust. He should take action by doing a televised address about it. I mean, what does he need to do about letting the globalist and the mainline right-wing pundits who want to get TV money and make elections all about Fox News? They think they're in competition with those of us that are on the internet and on talk radio. No, I'm not trying to make the money. I don't take political money in a campaign, you morons. Keep your damn money. I want the country intact. And it's the Republicans are trying to cut the internet off because they think it'll make it the focus and they'll get more RNC money. This is insane.
Now, I told your screener a while ago when I spoke to him, he's a very nice young man, by the way. And I told him that some of the stuff that we're up to here in Sheridan that I can't discuss for now over the air, but I can discuss it with you off the air. But I've got to be leaving in about a half hour to 45 minutes, and I've got some business to take care of. And what we're doing is going to be, for a small town of 18,000 people, is going to be monumental. It's very legal. It's very moral. And it's the right thing to do for the people, because you and I both know that we have to answer to Jesus someday. We don't answer to the New World Order. We answer to Jesus.
That's right. Well, I've talked for 5-6 years about hosting a show with you and a few other guys, but regardless, I'm going to get you back this week or next week for 30 minutes as a guest. It's going to happen. John, God bless. Thank you. All right, we come back. We've had people holding. I'm doing a pretty good job here, though. We've got Steve's up next, then Mike, then Jim, then Robert, then Marlene. I'm going to get to all of you before the hour ends. And we got Gerald Celente, always on fire, coming up. And then Paul Watson's here now, but we're just going to wait till tomorrow to get him on the show. We're going to have him probably on the war room, but I've got a bunch of tactical stuff to talk about with Paul, so he may not be in the war room today with Owen Schroyer, coming up in about an hour and 30 minutes. So that's all coming up as well. And I do have these other reports. I've got a stack of breaking news and a stack of things I haven't gotten to. But I'll go back to your calls. The first thing I'm going to hit when we come back is a NewsWars.com article. I mean, this is just the upside-down world they live in. Hillary Clinton receives a Unity Award for having elections stolen from her. Remember how they fixed the debates, fixed the polls, engaged in all that fraud? Presidential loser called half the country basket of deplorables in 2016. We have the video. We come back, where she receives the International Unity Award in Selma, Alabama, when she's the one that says blacks are animals and predators and got to be brought to heel. And we'll hit that Tom DeLay story where he was right, now all these years later, says the left wants to legitimize 12 perversions, including pedophilia, and then your phone calls. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com. Those aren't censored as much. So when you spread those on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, they don't get censored as much, and the message still gets...
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Continue with your phone calls. Oh my gosh, I didn't see the where they were calling from, and I totally apologize. Robert has been holding for 1 hour from Venezuela. I'm like saying, we got callers. No, no, no. Robert's calling from Kansas. He wants to talk about Venezuela. So now I thought I read that correctly. We're going to go right back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But Elvis is in the building. Paul Joseph Watson will be on the show tomorrow for 2 hours, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central. That's right. 2 hours live, Watson.
As a punishment.
That's right. As a punishment for being the real son of David Hasselhoff. He traveled to London 35 years ago. He met a very nice lady in Sheffield. He created the Wasselhoff.
That's the legacy, as we all know it. Do you like my jacket, Alex?
I do.
Raw edge, right?
That's right.
I'm here. How's it going?
Good. So that's your RAF jacket on?
Yep. European style.
So you've just been in D.C. for a while. What happened there?
A lot of drinking, a lot of eating. A lot of talking, a lot of strategizing. It was fun. Candace Owens got her engagement party. Don Jr. was there. Farage was there. So, but you can imagine, it was quite interesting.
You've risen to these elite levels now. You're just like Icarus, like flapping a little vampire bat up into heavens.
Alex, Trump wished George Formo, my friend, and Candace Owens a happy wedding. The only way that can top that is by getting a good wish message from you. Can you do that right now?
Yes, I wish them both a wonderful wedding, even though that is a hate crime under the left's rules for a man and woman to be married in a holy matrimony. That's seen as Satanism on the left. So I encourage them to continue with their, I guess you could call it, heresy that they're engaged in. So that's very, very exciting.
And you're going to be on Candace's show, right? Soon enough.
I guess. But the big exciting thing is Trump did call and thank and congratulate me when I got married about a year and a half ago. So Trump is a really nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I didn't get to meet him personally, but yeah, he wished them well. It was really good, and we all had a good time.
Well, it's very, very
exciting. Everyone was talking about you and wishing you well.
Watson, you're so funny. Well, anyways, it's fun to have you here the next few days with us. What are you going to cover front and center when you're on the broadcast tomorrow?
The overarching narrative, which is something that a French philosopher called Eric Zemmour talked about recently, which is the elite importing their servant class to be their servants and then satisfying the demands of the kind of yellow vest revolutionary movement by introducing this universal basic wage. You've heard about this, right?
Yeah.
Whereby everyone gets, you know, 20,000 euros a year in European countries. And once they get that, they're shoved aside and they're told to shut up, not be out on the street, not be rioting. So that is the pacification method that they're introducing now in many European countries to stop these people being on the streets, setting fire to stuff, because they brought in their slave class and now they don't need people to do those slave jobs, and the native population of these European countries are not interested in doing those jobs. So now they're basically being bought off and told to shut up with this universal basic income, and that's going to happen across Europe. Whether it will work or not remains to be seen.
With one other key ingredient, they're having the ultra-rich push this tax the rich, and they have Warren Buffett and Bill Gates saying, I basically pay no taxes. They said about themselves, because they write the laws where they pay no taxes. They then point at middle class and wealthy people and say they should pay more to destroy the middle class. That's the upward stairway for the poor to become wealthy. And so you're about to see the end of the middle class basically sacrificed for a one-time meal or a selling of their birthright to blue-collar folks.
Exactly. The point is that, you know, this yellow vest sentiment, they do not want to do those jobs anymore. You know, part of the main reason why that was stirred up in France was the farmers out in the rural areas, people out in the suburban areas. This wasn't a city-centric riot. This was the forgotten people. Now you have them being replaced, not just economically, but culturally. France has an 8% population. You look at cities like Antwerp, Belgium. This is the most populous city in Belgium. 52% from a migrant background. The problem is 90% of those 52% vote for either left-wing or far left-wing parties. So it's a numbers game. Once it gets to that level, it's over. And that's why we're supporting the whole Blexit movement in America, you know, to reach out to people and tell them that they don't have to be NPCs and forced to vote in a cult-like way for a particular party simply because they're non-white.
All right, Paul, I'll talk to you in about 15 minutes when my transmission's over. Gerald Salente's taking over the third hour of the War Room. I'm with calls. We'll talk about some big plans coming up here in just a few minutes. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, let's go back to your calls now, as promised. Good to have Paul here in Austin, Texas. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Montana. Steve in Montana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me, Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. You know, I want to first of all thank you because your intro music, your shows, period, having Paul Joseph Watson, you guys are incredible, you know.
No, you're incredible.
By your brain force. Well, no, thank you, because you give us the opportunity to share the information to others. So InfoWars, your whole team, perfect. You know, I take your Turbo Force, your Brain Force, and your Super Male Vitality, and I absolutely can't wait to get that X2 back in.
X2 is going to be here in a week. Pre-orders now.
Yep.
It's 25% off out of the gates. We waited over a year. First, I did a big order of 50,000 bottles. Got it in almost a year ago. Thought not ordering again would make them, get me a better deal, not with the actual manufacturer, but with the oil company. And finally, after I discontinued it, they said, okay, we'll give you a more fair deal. Because literally, I mean, I was paying like $12, $13 a bottle. And then by the time I sold it, discounted at $19.95, we couldn't fund ourselves. But I got a better deal. It's not as good as I wanted. But X2 is back, at least for now. Pre-orders right now, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for mentioning that.
No, thank you, and God bless you and your whole production staff and crew and Paul Watson as well. Now, and listening to you, there are so many things in my brain. What I originally wanted to talk about was Donald Trump. And like you, you know, talking about your X2, and it's the art of the deal. You know, Donald Trump, I mean, he's the original chess master. He's got more on his plate, more in the backside that we will never see. You might see more than we do.
Yeah.
But everything that he's doing that we don't agree with, well, it's a little bit of give and take here and there. He comes after our guns, well, there's going to be a problem. However, you know, like you said with the bump stocks, they're pointless, they're worthless, they do no good. But he's actually out there fighting to make America great. He's doing what he can. He's not perfect, you know.
Well, sure, folks always say he's not a dictator. Dictators can hardly ever get anything done. So the point is, a person in power is not like God.
He's been far from a dictator since the day he started. Even when he was running his companies, he hired smart people to do jobs that he didn't know. You know, he's actually.
That's a big point. They always say he's got a high turnover. Let me tell you, I've had some great employees. I've had some bad employees, crew member. When we started actually doing faster turnover about 5 years ago, so we finally got good people in place, and now our turnover is not fast or slow anymore. It's just moderate. But we've got really good crew now because we finally did major turnover. And so that's where it's all at.
And you make the best decisions you can based on what's in front of you. However, Trump, he sees, like you, do a 360-degree deal. He sees 360 and beyond. He knows better.
He takes a lot of our advice, and that's why they try to block him getting our info. And, you know, the mighty Paul Watson hanging out with Donald Jr. It's almost like he's touched greatness. We'll talk to him in a minute. All right, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Now, I got a couple reports I got to get to, but I also promise to go to all these calls. So Marlene, Matthew, Robert, Dennis, Mike, Jim, we're going to all of you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your phone calls right now. Alex Jones here. Tom DeLay warned 6-7 years ago that it was written about 2015 by Newsmax. He warned that the Justice Department of Obama wanted to legitimize 12 perversions. And after he said this, Obama legalized bestiality on U.S. military bases, Satanism, but amongst it was also sex with boys, the NAMBLA provision. Well, it turns out all of this has now officially been adopted by the Democratic Party. So here's Tom DeLay, who's ready to put in prison for warning of this, the former majority leader. Here it is.
A secret memo coming out of the Justice Department. They're now going to go after 12 new perversions. things like bestiality, polygamy, having sex with little boys and making that legal. And not only that, but they have a whole list of strategies to go after the churches, the pastors, and any businesses that tries to assert their religious liberty. This is coming, and it's coming like a tidal wave.
All right, so Congress, I just want to get this straight. So you are aware of a Justice Department memo where that says there will be an effort to legitimize or legalize bestiality, pedophilia, and, as you put it, perversions?
That's correct. That's correct. They're coming down with 12 new perversions. The LGBT just isn't is only the beginning. They're going to start expanding it to the other perversions.
And then 5-6 years later, they're taking people offline when a man is in college races with girls and wins, and the girls say it's wrong. They delete their Facebook and Twitter. Because girls don't want a guy in their locker room with them walking around with his schlong. This is the total abuse, the mind control, the evil. And Tom DeLay was right about that. Speaking of Hillary, this is up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, a Jamie White article. Hillary Clinton receives Unity Award for having elections stolen from her. That's right. Let's go ahead and play a clip of that.
She was elected president and you didn't expect that it was stolen, y'all.
There's Jesse Jackson up there. This is a literal Hillary that said blacks were super predators, put them in prison. And here are the ruling blacks, the house slaves that keep blacks enslaved. Unbelievable. So we've got that. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Dennis in Virginia. Thanks for holding, Dennis. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, on the border, you know, the president does have a duty to protect, and previous administrations have failed to protect. You know, more Americans killed by illegals than die in the Trade Center, World Trade Towers, that is, you know, every year. If there was a group, organized group, that was coming across the borders to slaughter 4,000 to 5,000 Americans in one day, would that be considered an emergency? Just because it's spread out over a month or even a year for that matter, does that make it less of an emergency? I mean, how high does the body count need to go before these imbeciles in D.C. recognize we have a problem at our border?
Well, that's right. And we've got hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico, Latin America collapsing. As you said, over 4,000 dead a year, according to FBI's own numbers, killed by illegal aliens, and that's conservative. And so it is a classic crisis. So I don't know what Rand Paul and others are thinking, saying the president can't declare this emergency.
Yeah, if it was their children, if it was their boys and girls being killed, you know, they live in the mansions and they live behind the walls. So they're not worried about it because they're not mainstream America. They don't have to deal with the loss of life that the rest of America does.
That's right. God bless you. Great point. Thanks for holding. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's been holding longest now? Robert in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks.
Hey, Alex, if you want one world satanic government, right, you got to get those perversions through. That's one of the key steps. You guys have covered a lot of topics. I want to say to the callers that keep referencing the Constitution, I'm a constitutional lover myself, but since 1871, the document's basically been void. We're a corporation. If you notice, you know, your income tax, you know, your speech, you know, they want your guns, your privacy.
No, I agree. You know, and Trump can declare emergencies now to play their game because he's the executive and actually do the right thing. You see, I'm not for the emergencies. They're constitutional if it's commander-in-chief. But regardless, he can declare emergencies like they did, but then do the right thing.
Well, but that's the Civil War was about that, and a lot of people think that it was about, you know, all these other things. It was really taking us from a sovereign constitutional nation into a corporation where you are now owned as a stock. And so I just want people to realize that, you know, you can point to the Constitution, but hey, Paul Joseph Watson brought up UBI. I wanted to say as a trained economist that I advocate for UBI here in the United States. I think it will change things drastically for the better. We could outlaw homelessness, get rid of welfare, and it is actually a fair system. So if you bust your ass on a daily basis, you're going to get a $1,000 check a month also that's going to take your income that much higher.
But a lot of homeless would take the money, buy drugs, and still be homeless.
My economist professors have argued this with me over and over, and eventually they say, so you just want more Cheetos and Pepsi sold, you know? And so I understand the beer money argument, Alex, and the problem is that you're right, too. And so it's kind of hard to go back and forth, but you can – it sure would change the level of consciousness in the United States if people were able to afford food and rent as opposed to struggling so much in the financial area.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. We got to jump here because I've got Marlene in New Jersey. Marlene, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Alex?
I'm sorry. Your phone is unintelligible, Marlene. Call me back another time. Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Great show. I agree with that other caller about the Constitution, but the Constitution is a common law document, and federal law, Title 27, Section 72.1.
Yeah, nothing trumps common law.
Pardon?
Nothing trumps common law.
Well, but if you're in contract, then that trumps it. So that's Title the Sixth Amendment is the right to know the nature and cause of an issue, and Roger Stone can use that to stay out of jail. Because they don't want you to know the nature and cause, which is a maritime type, contract where there's a paper that anybody could Google online. It's called the Special Secret Maritime Jurisdiction of the United States. Now, you know, we know that the charges against Roger Stone. Who's the injured party on it?
Nobody.
There's no injured party. So therefore, it's a contract.
Yeah, he's not with the Russians. He didn't hurt somebody. He didn't mug him. He didn't kill him. They claim he lied to Mueller, and that's not true.
Right. And who's the injured party? Nobody. So it's the same. The maritime law is kind of the same as the military code of justice. You know, here you have criminal penalties, but it's only based on contract. You know, where if you sign up for the military, you got to have your signature on the dotted line that says you'll obey.
No, exactly. We didn't sign on to globalism. We didn't sign on to the New World Order. We didn't sign on to carbon taxes. I hear you, and I appreciate you, Mike. We got Jim in Rhode Island and John in Arkansas, and I really need to go to your calls, but I need to let Gerald Celente take over. So I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to apologize to Jim and John and tell you, call back tomorrow. I'll be here. We'll take calls again tomorrow. You go to the front of the line, Jim and John. And briefly, DNA Force is BioPQQ, the organic form of PQQ, CoQ10, amazing for your telomeres, your body, everything. It's been out for months and months and months. It is 33% off out of the gates, the best deal you'll find anywhere on a big, strong dose of BioPQQ and CoQ10. DNA Force Bodies, that sale's about to end. The ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid, 50% off. X2 Survival Shield. We got it back. We got the deal signed. 25% off. It'll be shipping out in about a week and a half or less. Get your pre-order of X2 today. X2 Original. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We got the War Room coming up today. We got Gerald Celente next hour. We got the great David Knight tomorrow at 8 a.m. But what matters is you're out there taking action. And without you spreading the word, we are nothing. We have a chance to defeat the globalists. We're talking about real issues here. That's what upsets them. So join me tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Paul Watson will be in studio tomorrow. And so much more. Stay with us as we battle for a pro-human future straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You know the